gifts for all occasions. Pieces of Eight is located at 902 Coolidge in Lafayette's Oil Center.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breaux, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours, and we start off the program this morning by going back to 1996 and listening to Taj Mahal.
Thank you. Everywhere that I would go, the blues was always with me, in my heart and in my soul. I played a lot of juke joints, I played in castles too. There's one thing I can tell you, everybody gets the blues at 3 o'clock in the morning or in the midnight hour. Just open up your spirit to that special kind of power. Have a good time.
The Phantom Blues Band from their brand new disc Inside Out, a number called, of course, Good Time with the Blues. And the band consists of Tony Brownigal, also Larry Fulcher, Mike Finnegan, Daryl Leonard, Joe Sublett, and Johnny Lee Shell. Most of these guys, maybe two of them, we heard on the cut prior to that. We heard them backing up Taj Mahal from 1996 and on piano in that particular track, The Hustle Is On. We heard special guest John Cleary. Taj Mahal doing The Hustle Is On once again. That was a tune that was first recorded back in September of 1950 by T-Bone Walker, the great, great electric guitar stylist, really one of the most critically important electric guitar players, in at least in blues history and also really in rock and roll. If you listen much to Chuck Berry, you'll see the similarities in guitar styles, those sort of short, clipped, truncated glissandos, and just an amazing guitarist in his own time, T-Bone Walker. We're going to listen to Walker now, recorded back in 1950 in April of that year, somewhere around then. Really interesting tune, great guitar break on this number, not an up-tempo number, but definitely a great, great blues style. T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocals with a number called I Walked Away.
And I walked away. Just packed my grip and I walked away. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I walked away. Well, the girl got away with murder in the first degree. Yes, she got away with murder in the first degree. She tried her best to make a fool out of me. So I packed my grip and I walked away. Yes, 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 I walked away. Now she plays all day, she fuss all night. It opened my mouth, she was ready to fight. So I packed my grip and I walked away. We'll be right back.
baby, drive me from your door. Don't drive me, baby, drive me from your door. Cause this time's gonna come, you got to reap this what you sow. Someday, baby, mama, things is bound to change. Well, someday, baby, mama, things is bound to change. Well, the blues came down on me like the midnight shower rain. Yeah. To my old time used to be. If you leave me, baby, I'd cry, you'll make me cry. Yeah. If you leave me, baby, I'd cry, you'll make me cry. But I love you, baby, and I need you by my side.
Don't Drive Me Baby from 1957. That was Lowell Fulson on guitar and vocals. A number that definitely reflected some of the guitar stylings of T-Bone Walker. And actually a little bit of boogie in there too. And enough drive to hopefully at the time compete with a lot of the emerging rock and roll. By then rock and roll had pretty much eclipsed jump blues. Anyway, a nice track from Lowell Fulson. He was one of many in his case, he was an Oklahoman, but one of many from the Southwest that right after World War II headed out to the West Coast and sought their fortune there. Of course, T-Bone Walker, whom we heard prior to hearing Fulson, was there sometime before the end of World War II, but others like L.P. Wee Creighton, also Charles Brown, Floyd Dixon, and a number of others ended up helping form that sound that would be dominant in the late 1940s and early 1950s. And one of those people, actually he didn't take off there so much, but was Gate Mouth Brown. His career started, really got a leg up when he sat in for T-Bone Walker one night at the Bronze Peacock in Houston. It was back in 1945. T-Bone Walker unexpectedly had some sort of physical problem, became sick, and Gate Mouth Brown saw his opportunity, jumped up on stage, and ended up with a recording contract with Don Robey as a result of his performance. We're going to listen to Gate Mouth Brown next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to a recording he did back in 1981 in Bogalusa, Louisiana. Here's Gate Mouth Brown on guitar and vocals with Dollar Got the Blues. Thank you.
be two for one. Now it's one for two. Used to be two for one. Now it's one for two. What in the world are we poor people going to do?
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Sad when you're sick at home alone. Won't nobody come around. Sad when you're sick at home alone. Oh Lord, no one will come around. Just look like everybody telling everybody else. Poor boy is hanging down. Thousand years my people was asleep. When I was born, they teach me this way.
1,000 years my people's slave. When I was born they teach me this way. Tip your hat to the peoples. Be careful, son, about what you say. If it was raining, do you know, man, you just had to go. Make no difference if it was raining. Oh, man, you just had to go. But I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. It ain't slavery time no more. I'm tired of living, I'd just sooner die. Why these people treat us this way? I just can't see the reason why. Grandpa told Grandma, don't worry, we'll be all right out a while. About 20 years ago, yes, I would get my shotgun and I wouldn't be a slave no more.
Recorded in Houston back in 1967 by Chris Trackwitz of Arhuli Records, Lightning Hopkins from a disc called Texas Blues with a piece called Slavery Time. He was preceded by another great Texas blues stylist. We heard Clarence Gatemouth Brown from 1981 doing a number called Dollar Got the Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late Jesse May Hemphill from Senatobia, Mississippi, from a disc called Get Right Blues. Here's Jesse May on guitar and vocals with a tune called Honeybee.
Honeybee, honeybee, why don't you come back home? Yeah, say honey bee, why don't you come on back home?
I
Honey Bee, Jesse May Hemphill. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening for Downtown Alive, Downtown Lafayette music starting around 6 p.m. Lil Wayne and same old two-step will take the stage. Then in Opelousas tonight, Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtel Playboys play for Music and Market. Then back in Lafayette, Cocodrie at Antlers, Christy Guillory in the Midtown Project, as well as Sean Bruce will be playing the Blue Moon Saloon tonight. Road Doctor Review will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Circus Genetic and Venus Funk Trap will be at Artmosphere. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues tonight at the Shed in Scott. Drew Landry will be playing at Bork Social Club in Scott this evening. Yvette Landry will be at McGee's Landing. Steve Cohen with band will be playing a backstage bar and grill both tonight and tomorrow night. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's this evening. Tomorrow morning, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Major Handy will be performing at the Blue Dog Café. Also tomorrow evening, Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at McGee's Landing. Ella Funk plays Artmosphere. Michael Guidry will be at Charlie G's tomorrow night. There's a Kelly Keeling Beatles tribute at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Little Buck Senegal plays a Shed tomorrow night in Scott. There's a Led Zeppelin Hoot Night tomorrow night at Blue Moon Saloon featuring seven or eight bands playing Led Zeppelin music. Also tomorrow evening, Road Doctor Review plays Clementine in New Iberia. True Man Posse will be at Visions. Again, Steve Cohen Band will be playing at the backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole play the Wild Salmon. Also, there's a Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. On Sunday, the Road Doctor Review plays at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also on Sunday, Stranger Than Fiction and Zigzag Wanderers will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Gino Delafosse will be at Whiskey River. The All-Nighters play Route 92 in Youngsville. Horace Tuval and Al Berard will be at McGee's Landing Sunday. Corey Arsenault will be at Randall's. Jeff LeBlanc and the Delta Drifters play Artmosphere Sunday. And also at 3 p.m. on Sunday here on the UL campus in Angele Hall, the Lafayette Concert Band will be presenting a program called Songs of Remembrance, which is, of course, a Memorial Day concert, a Memorial Weekend concert. Also on Sunday, there's a benefit concert being held at Parc International in downtown Lafayette to raise funds to aid in finding Mickey Shunick. As many of you know, Mickey Shunick, who is a senior here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, was reported missing Saturday. She was last seen somewhere around 2 a.m. She and her bicycle completely disappeared at the moment, and efforts are being made, extensive efforts being made to find her. For this concert, the Givers will be playing, as well as Vagabond Swing. And the gates open at 5 p.m. at the Parc International in downtown Lafayette on Sunday, and the music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. There is a suggested donation at the gate. And if you'd like more information on this concert, call Jody Netterveld at 337-781-3090. And if you have any information on the disappearance of Mickey Shunick, you're urged to contact the Lafayette Police Department at 337-291-8633 or send an email to findmickeyshunick@yahoo.com. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to music from Tab Benoit. We're going to go back to his 2008 release, Night Train to Nashville. Here's Tab with the title track.
Let's kick it off with something like this. That view from my fire, keep it burning, baby. Got that view from my fire.
We ain't got no time for trouble, baby. Got my headlight burning bright. Keeping one eye on the crossroad. Ain't stopping till the morning
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, you don't mean me no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, don't mean you no good. He's just a wrecking you, darling, in your neighborhood. Baby, you can cry, cry all night long. You can cry, cry, baby, cry, cry all night long. But when you wake up in the morning, gonna find your good man gone. You've been bragging about your woman, take one look at mine. You've been bragging about your woman, take one look at mine. Just the sweetest any angel, wanna love her most all the time.
from a disc entitled Choice Cuts. That was a gentleman by the name of Big Pete. Big Pete's from Norway, and he's was on vocals and blues harp on that number, his rendition of I Got Love If You Want It. And before we heard Big Pete here on KRVS, we heard Tab Benoit with the title track to his disc Night Train to Nashville. Tab, of course, originally from Houma, Louisiana. That disc came out in 2008 on Telarc Records. That last tune we heard, I Got Love If You Want It, of course, was first recorded many years ago by, Don't Start Crying Now. It was first recorded back in June of 1960 by Slim Harpo, the original King B from Baton Rouge. And his, of course, his classic recording was King B was done in March of 1957. The flip side of King B was a number called I Got Love If You Want It. Here is that recording, Slim Harpo from Baton Rouge.
To do the Gulfport Boogie, North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock down.
till the break of day. Right there with little Conway's doing the Gulfport Boogie. Long Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Well, yeah, Old Highway 49. You know there's a new 49, double lanes. But this is a single lane, Old Highway 49, Old Highway. Love you, baby, love you right off the rails. Oh, how good you really makes me feel during the Gulfport Boogie. Lord's Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock down. Go ahead and strike a nerve, yeah. And bust your bridges. Well, the Gulfport Boogie. No, the Gulfport Boogie. Well, the Gulfport Boogie. No, the Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Highway 49.
Recorded in 1963, that was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals, obviously a tune called North Gulfport Boogie. Sykes, by this time, was living in New Orleans. He had moved there in 1954. He had been in Chicago back in, 1929. He had recorded 44 Blues, his first recording, and a good hit for him as far as that went back then. And he also spent a good bit of time on the St. Louis blues scene. Really, really great boogie pianist, Roosevelt Sykes. Before hearing Roosevelt Sykes, we heard Slim Harpo here on the Blues Box on KRVS. Slim Harpo from 1957. Again, a tune that was the flip side of his classic King B, I Got Love If You Want It. Next year on the Blues Box, more great piano. Someone else that was big on the Chicago scene many years ago, talking about Memphis Slim. He moved to Paris in the early 1960s, and we're going to hear him recorded in Paris in 1970 with Buddy Guy on guitar. It's Buddy Guy and Memphis Slim doing a number called Good Time Charlie.
Of the whole darn town. We'll be right back.
time, Charlie. Good time, Charlie Brown. Well, I'm the life of everybody. I'm the talk of the whole darn town.
Chases men in between. Yeah, she's a gambling woman. She chases men in between. Yeah, she's a mean, mean woman. The meanest woman I ever seen. What you said? Yes, I'll be home late last Friday. That's what you said. Yes, the way my baby treats me sometimes, I wish that I was dead. Be home tonight.
I wonder why. Freddie King from a disc called My Feeling for the Blues. And before hearing Freddie King here on KRVS, we heard Memphis Slim on piano and vocals, Buddy Guy on guitar from a disc called Southside Reunion. Again, music recorded in France back in 1970. We heard Buddy and Memphis Slim doing a number called Good Time Charlie. You are listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. If you'd like to learn more about KRVS and how you can support locally produced programming here on Public Radio in Acadiana, check us out on the web at krvs.org. You'll find out all you need to know about supporting public radio, and there's also a lot of information, late-breaking news, a list of programs that you'll hear here on Public Radio in Acadiana, all sorts of information. Check us out, again, krvs.org. www.kpfk.org and do support us. Of course, we broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Coco Taylor to kick off the second hour, 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to the late Norton Buffalo. He was a really, really fine blues harp player, worked for years with the Steve Miller Band, also recorded blues with Roy Rogers. From a disc called King of the Highway, here's Norton Buffalo with a number called Shuffalo, again to take us up to news time with NPR.